Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Death of Expertise by Tom Nichols examines a growing cultural conflict between specialized knowledge and popular opinion. Nichols, a scholar of national security and public affairs, argues that modern democracies are experiencing a breakdown in trust between experts and the public. Instead of treating expertise as a hard-earned resource, many people now view it as an elitist posture to be rejected, debated, or replaced with personal conviction. The book explores how higher education, media incentives, the internet, and political polarization have changed the way citizens evaluate facts, authority, and competence. Nichols does not claim experts are infallible. He emphasizes that expertise comes with responsibilities, including humility, transparency, and ethical conduct. But he warns that when society treats informed judgment as just another opinion, public life becomes vulnerable to misinformation, conspiracy thinking, and reckless decision-making.
Aha!
The result, he suggests, is not empowerment but a weakened capacity for collective problem-solving. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how anti-intellectualism turned into anti-expertise. A central theme is the difference between healthy skepticism and reflexive hostility toward professionals. Nichols describes a shift from questioning experts to dismissing the very idea that training, evidence, and peer review should carry weight. This change is fueled by a belief that personal experience is equal to, or better than, systematic knowledge. The book connects this to long-standing strains of anti-intellectualism. While stressing that today's version is more aggressive, it often frames expertise as a political identity rather than a method of careful inquiry. In that environment, disagreement is not a search for clarity but a contest for status. Nichols also argues that many citizens have come to treat knowledge as a consumer product. If an expert's guidance is inconvenient, people shop for alternative answers that flatter their preferences. This mindset encourages simplistic narratives and rewards confident performance over competence. The broader implication is that public debate becomes less about what is true and more about who feels validated. Nichols warns that once expertise is reduced to just another faction in a culture war, democratic decision-making loses a key stabilizer informed judgment grounded in tested methods. Secondly, the internet, media incentives, and the illusion of mastery. Nichols highlights how digital life can create the feeling of being informed without the discipline required to become knowledgeable. Search engines, social platforms, and endless commentary make information easy to access, but they also encourage shallow engagement. People can quickly assemble talking points and links, then mistake that activity for understanding. The book argues that this environment rewards speed, outrage, and certainty, not careful analysis. Media systems intensify the problem. Cable news, pundit culture, and algorithmic feeds are optimized for attention, which often means amplifying conflict and simplifying complex issues. In such a setting, experts who speak cautiously can appear weak, while confident non-experts thrive. Nichols also explores how online spaces erode traditional gatekeeping. While gatekeeping can be flawed, it historically provided at least some quality control through editors, standards, and professional norms. Without those filters, users must evaluate credibility on their own, and many default to sources that match their identity or emotions. The result is a fragmented public sphere where evidence competes with rumor on equal footing. Nichols contends that this illusion of mastery is socially contagious, encouraging performative certainty and turning genuine expertise into one more opinion to be shouted down. Thirdly, higher education and the student as customer. The book critiques changes in higher education that can unintentionally undermine respect for expertise. Nichols argues that universities increasingly treat students as customers, prioritizing satisfaction and credentials over intellectual rigor. When grades, evaluations, and retention become paramount, academic standards can erode. Students may leave with a degree, but without a strong grasp of how knowledge is built, tested, and revised. Nichols links this to broader attitudes in which learners expect affirmation rather than challenge. If education becomes a transaction, then professors are service providers and expertise becomes negotiable. The book also points to the widening gap between specialized research and public understanding. Many fields require years of preparation, yet public conversations often demand instant, simplified answers. When colleges fail to teach students how to weigh evidence, recognize uncertainty, and engage in disciplined argument, graduates may feel entitled to equal standing in debates they are not prepared for. Nichols emphasizes that the goal of education is not to produce obedient deference, but to cultivate informed humility, the ability to know what you know, recognize what you do not, and respect the work required to close that gap. Without that training, skepticism can degrade into cynicism and combative ignorance. Fourthly, experts are not innocent failures, arrogance, and accountability. Nichols insists that the crisis is not solely caused by the public. Experts and institutions have made mistakes that invite backlash, professional communities can become insular, overly confident, and dismissive of lay concerns. When experts communicate poorly, use jargon to signal status, or close ranks to protect reputations, they weaken trust. Nichols argues that expertise is a social contract society, grants authority in exchange for competence, ethics, and openness to scrutiny. When experts fail, critics can generalize those failures into a blanket rejection of all specialized knowledge. The book explores how politicization and institutional capture can distort expert advice, especially when careers, funding, or partisan incentives are involved. Nichols does not equate occasional error with uselessness, but he stresses that experts must acknowledge uncertainty and correct themselves publicly. He also urges professionals to engage citizens with patience rather than contempt. At the same time, he defends the distinction between informed criticism and casual contrarianism. Accountability means improving standards and transparency, not treating every opinion as equal. Nichols presents a balanced warning: arrogance from experts and resentment from the public feed each other, creating a cycle that damages the capacity to address complex problems in medicine, security, economics, and science. Lastly, why the death of expertise threatens democracy and safety. The book argues that rejecting expertise is not just a cultural annoyance, but a practical hazard. Complex societies rely on specialized knowledge to maintain infrastructure, manage health risks, craft policy, and respond to crises. When citizens and leaders dismiss expertise, decisions become driven by intuition, ideology, or conspiracy thinking. Nichols warns that this can lead to policy disasters, public health failures, and escalating mistrust. He also emphasizes the corrosive effect on democratic norms. Democracy requires debate, but meaningful debate depends on shared standards of evidence and a willingness to accept that some questions have better supported answers than others. If every claim is treated as equally valid, persuasion becomes impossible, and politics becomes permanent conflict. Nichols notes that expertise also plays a role in restraint. Professional judgment can slow impulsive choices by forcing decision-makers to confront trade-offs and unintended consequences. Without that moderating influence, societies become more vulnerable to demagogues who promise simple solutions and encourage suspicion of institutions. The book ultimately presents a call for rebuilding respect for knowledge while preserving democratic accountability. Nichols suggests that citizens do not need to become experts, but they must relearn how to recognize credible authority, evaluate claims responsibly, and accept that competence matters in a world of high-stakes decisions. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel exhausted by online arguments, misinformation, and the sense that public conversation has become a contest of loudness rather than learning. It also fits educators, professionals, journalists, and policy-minded citizens who want a clearer framework for understanding why trust in institutions is deteriorating. Nichols can benefit a reader's life by sharpening critical thinking habits, distinguishing skepticism from cynicism, recognizing the limits of personal knowledge, and learning how to evaluate expertise without surrendering independent judgment. The book also offers a useful mirror for experts themselves, urging better communication, humility, and accountability, which can improve professional relationships and public engagement. Compared to similar titles about misinformation or polarization, The Death of Expertise stands out for its focused argument about the social role of expertise and the mutual responsibilities of experts and citizens. It does not simply blame technology or politics. It connects cultural attitudes, educational incentives, media dynamics, and institutional behavior into one coherent diagnosis. For buyers looking for a strong, readable case for why competence and evidence still matter, this book provides a compelling reason to rethink how we argue, vote, and make everyday decisions. If you would like to support Tom Nichols, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.